playing that song, that means you're listening to Luann de Lesseps from the Real Housewives of New York. Luann, hello. Hi, and Luann, welcome back to our show.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're fantastic.
We are good. The first time we talked to you was on your book, oh, so many years ago, like maybe after your first season on the New York Housewives.
Yes. Well, it was probably after like season two or three, but yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago, and we absolutely loved it, and it was so enjoyable. And then one time you were in studio when you were doing something with Evine, and we were just dazzled at how tall and beautiful you are.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
And you still are, and I know, okay, so we missed you when you had your cabaret show at Mystic a couple years ago, but we won't miss you this year because you're having a very Countess Christmas December 4th at Mystic Lake Casino. What's going to be different other than the Christmas theme with this show?
Well, you know, it's an all new show. I have a new director who is the director of Kristen Chenoweth and Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
He's major. And I have Billy Stritch as my musical director. He was with Liza for over 20 years. So I have a great team. The show is all new. It's, you know, I kind of take Christmas and turn it on its head a little bit. So it's not like any show you've ever seen. And I don't have any guests. I'm the host of the show for the evening. And, so, you know, what I found was the minute I would go off stage and I had a guest come in and sing, people would get like be on their phones. They were looking the other direction.
Right.
So, and my director is like, Luann, you know, you work so hard. You're so great at what you do. And so I'm doing the whole show, and it's really a lot of fun, entertaining for the whole family, really. You know, I talk Housewives, of course. I tell you stories. I sing some of your favorite songs, and of course, some of my favorite classics, which, you know, Money Can't Buy You Class, which if I left the show without singing that song, people would be throwing tomatoes. So it's really a fun show. And you know, I'm in rehearsals right now, and I can't wait to get back to Minneapolis.
Oh, good. Well, is the song that we see that you and the ladies did for, you were making the video, is that your new...
This past season of The Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah, so you will see me perform live my new song, written by Bruce Roberts, who's a major producer from Los Angeles. What Do I Want for Christmas? It's coming out in November. And the video is coming out in November, and you're going to see a lot of the housewives in that video. And so I'm super excited to perform it live for the first time.
We're so excited to see you. I mean, we really were bummed that we missed the show the first time around. So I'm glad a very Countess Christmas is coming back to town December 4th.
Yes, and I'm really, really looking forward to seeing you ladies again and being back in Minneapolis. And
it'll be fun. All right, so if people are just joining us, we're talking with the Countess Luann de Lesseps from Real Housewives of New York, and also author and performer, cabaret extraordinaire. So Luann, you know, this last year, because when, you know, we are major housewife fans, okay? So the past year of the New York Housewives seemed, you know, it was filmed big COVID. Time in COVID, and it didn't feel like it had the fun spark of years past just because of the circumstances and the situations. Were you surprised that you guys didn't even do a reunion show?
Well, that I'm surprised because, listen, we've done a reunion every year since the history of the show.
Right.
So it was... It was a big surprise to me that we weren't doing the reunion. But I feel like at the end of the day, we kind of said what we had to say, and we ended on a good note on this season. And I'm really looking forward to the next season because, listen, we filmed during COVID, during Black Lives Matter, and during an election. I mean, it was a really difficult time to film. And we have a small cast. And so I think, you know, they're going to be adding some cast members, and I don't know what exactly, but I'm looking forward to next season and getting off to a fresh start.
How much do you think this new book, Not All Diamonds and Rosé, and I think, did you cooperate? Did you do interviews with Dave? I think you did.
I did. I'm actually working on my own book right now, so I didn't divulge too much because I wanted to talk about my story in my own book about It's a memoir, so, you know, I shared some things, but I obviously have a lot more to share in my own personal story and what it's like to be a housewife and the journey that I've been through to get to where I am today, you know?
Right. Well, I think Andy must be thrilled with all of the tea that's been spilled. But Julia and I have been kind of horrified at some of the stories that have come out.
Yes, me too.
You too. I mean, like, I don't know what Heather Thompson was thinking sharing that story, but boy, does she get an F for a girlfriend.
Right. And, you know, certain things, even if whether it's true or not.
Right.
I mean, some things are better kept, you know, on the down low. And I think that, you know, I was surprised that they even printed it, to tell you the truth.
No kidding. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I
know. That's how we felt. It was just like, I don't know
about
this.
I felt bad for Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, Luann, do you keep in touch with Jill Zarin?
I do. Jill and I are we just texted yesterday. She and I are close, and she's doing very well now. She's got a new boyfriend, and she's in love, and she's very happy. I know she would like to come back on the show, so maybe we'll see Jill Zarin come back, or Dorinda.
We miss Dorinda. She had a bad year, right? We thought she was menopausal that year, perimenopausal.
Yeah.
She was just crabby.
You know,
but
it's not always, what is the book called? It's not always
Diamonds and Rosé. It's not always Diamonds and Rosé. Do you feel like, you know, you've been on the show. I mean, are you you and Sonia the longest? Oh, and Ramona, I suppose, the three originals.
Well, you know, actually, Ramona and I are the original. Sonia didn't come on till season 3.
Okay.
But Sonia just feels like she's been there forever.
Mm-hmm. So you're the OGs. Do you feel like, do you have any say at all in some of the new cast members that maybe they're looking for to add in New York?
Well, listen, I think we as a cast kind of weigh in, obviously, with who they choose, you know, and ultimately it's up to them. But, you know, they do, of course, consider what we think of these ladies, you know?
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're ready for you guys to have a fun year.
Oh, I am ready to have a fun year. Let me tell you that. We're going to start off with a bang.
Yeah.
Do you know when you're starting filming?
You know, not yet. So, you know, I don't know that yet, but I know that we will be back because everybody's like, are you guys coming back? And we'll definitely be back for another season. And you know, let's see who comes to the table.
Right.
Luann, do you think Andy didn't want to have a Real Housewives of New York reunion because he was trying to save Ramona?
Well, I think that I don't know the answer to that, but you know, God knows Andy has to deal with 1,000 housewives, so you know.
Right.
So, like Ramona says in one of the scenes of the show, take a Xanax.
Right.
He needs a lot of Xanax right now.
And right. Luann, are you in that Peacock, the show, The Ultimate Women's Trip?
I am.
When do we get to see that show?
That show's coming out November 18th on Peacock.
It okay. is. So, okay.
Yeah, well,
and you're going to be here on November 4th at Mystic Lake. That's Luann de Lesseps, and the event is called
A Very Countess Christmas.
We look forward to meeting you, and hopefully a lot of people will be coming to see you in the Twin Cities area. You're one of our favorites from the show. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you, ladies, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you. Go to Mystic Lake for your tickets for A Very Countess Christmas. Of course, we can hear... Also, she'll be singing Chic, C'est la vie, Julia, and Viva la Viva, and Feeling Giovanni.
And she's fun.
She's very fun.
Yeah, so that was great. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, Grant.
All right, so when we come back, we have another special guest.